Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So how much credibility does that editorial by Vladimir Putin in the New York Times have in Washington as the debate over Syria continues? Members of Congress returned to work on Wednesday, and we found one who sounded a little relieved that President Obama had called off a vote on military action. But questions remain. Joining us now is Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez. Congresswoman Sanchez represents California's 46th congressional district. Congresswoman Sanchez, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
So I gather last week you probably thought your first couple of days at work were going to be all about an impending vote. Now what are you thinking?
Well, I'm as optimistic as I hope everybody is to try to find a solution to this crisis with diplomatic efforts. Our real concern has been, of course, to isolate these chemical weapons and take them out of the hands of Syria and its regime. So if we can do that without firing a weapon, that would be great.
Have you made up your mind how you would respond on a military strike based on what the president has already said?
I think that the president has not made the case that this is an imminent threat to us or to our country. And I would also add that he has really not gone to the UN and asked for a resolution on use of force. And so at this point, I would be leaning no with respect to going and doing an aggressive attack against Syria.
Did you manage to check out this Vladimir Putin editorial in the New York Times today?
Yes, actually, I woke up to it this morning.
How did you respond?
Well, certainly one of the arguments that I've been making is, where is the legal framework? How can we go in on our own and do this when even the UK is very hesitant to support us with force? So it would be unilateral. It would be without a UN resolution. The president has already admitted that we are not under imminent attack or have not been attacked. So I think you really put the UN charter at risk here. So I would agree with that point. I mean, I wouldn't agree with some of the other points he makes in there, as if, you know, he has been such a democratic leader or has not made aggressive behavior into other areas. But on the fine point of, you know, how do we get here and why do we have to use every other means before we get to war is a very important one.
What did you think of his point that it will destabilize the region, actually make it more likely for there to be war between Israel and the Palestinians, might escalate the conflict, and that the so-called freedom fighters don't really have much of an interest in democracy?
Well, the reality is that now over 2 years of war, there are a lot of foreign interests in there. There are many enemies, if you will, to the United States and what we stand for. And so on that point, I would agree. I believe that when you fire a shot, and I've said this, when you fire a shot in there, even if it's just a limited attack, we have put ourselves at the risk of being within the Syrian civil war. And there are many, many players on the sidelines that would love a reason to get into this and escalate this into a regional conflict.
Well, you've certainly noted that Vladimir Putin doesn't have much credibility as a Democrat or as some sort of freedom fighter. But nevertheless, his arguments seem to be making their way around Capitol Hill, and that's a shocker.
Again, when we send in weapons, as my husband, a retired colonel from the U.S. Army, said to me, our military is never a surgical instrument. It is always a sledgehammer. So there will be collateral damage of innocent civilians. So anything that can de-escalate that, anywhere that we can, you know, put in a notch where the UN can move forward as a body and actually have helped in the situation of de-escalating war, I think is a very positive for mankind. And if Putin gets to take credit on that, you know, well, good for him.
Strange times we're living in, that's for sure. Congresswoman, thanks so much.
Thank you so very much.
Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez is a Democrat from California's 46th district. She's the second highest ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee.